First, here's our news editor, Kirsty Bedford, who's got a little more of the travel news that you can use.
In travel news this week, one tourist has died and flights were grounded after tropical cyclone Debbie hit northern Queensland yesterday. Thousands were ordered to evacuate on Monday in what was predicted to be the worst cyclone to hit the state since the CRC 6 years ago. The cyclone has brought winds of more than 260 kilometres an hour with roofs ripped from buildings. The 31-year-old tourist died in a car crash in Cannon Valley, inland from Airlie Beach. Yesterday, 23,000 homes were still without power and 400 schools and childcare centres were closed as the cyclone caused havoc across the region. Popular tourist spot Hamilton Island in the Whitsundays was hit particularly hard. BBC reports that many tourists have cancelled their visit to the region completely, with one hotelier saying they'd lost thousands of dollars in bookings. The full extent of the cost of tourism to the region won't be known for some time. Qantas has made the last-minute call to abort the high-profile testing of its in-flight Wi-Fi service, citing stability issues. On the eve of the scheduled public debut of the service in front of key technology journalists, Qantas decided to pull out, saying the system isn't ready. The statement says it's been testing in-flight Wi-Fi and the performance has been strong, but some stability issues have emerged that it needs to fix. It says it will remain on track for a broader rollout to the Qantas domestic fleet from mid-2017. The announcement is the latest delay for the Wi-Fi service, which Qantas previously planned to launch in February. The service, when it is launched, will allow passengers to stream programs and music from Foxtel, Netflix, and Spotify. Australia's peak accommodation representative body, Tourism Accommodation Australia, says it's disappointed Jetstar has entered into a partnership agreement with unregulated short-term accommodation provider Airbnb. TA CEO Carol Giuseppe says while it has no issues with genuine sharing, the sector has become increasingly dominated by commercial operators with multiple properties that involve no sharing. She says they contribute little to taxes or jobs, bypass many health and safety regulations, and are adding to the housing and rental crisis in many cities around Australia. She says it's why so many cities around the world are moving towards greater regulation of businesses such as Airbnb, because they're operating in the commercial space without meeting the same regulatory requirements that legitimate hotels, motels, service department and B&B operators have to meet. In a statement to Travel Writers Radio, TAA Communications Manager Peter Hook says Melbourne has been particularly impacted by the unfettered growth of commercial unregulated short-term accommodation operators, especially in Docklands, where residents are trying to prevent their apartment buildings being turned into quasi-hotels. Virgin Australia has announced it will launch non-stop services to Hong Kong 5 days a week from Melbourne from July. The move means capacity out of Melbourne will experience a significant increase, with Cathay Pacific having launched its service in early February and planning a second from Melbourne in late October. Hong Kong Tourism Board Regional Director Andrew Clark says Virgin Australia's launch is incredibly significant for Hong Kong as interest and capacity to China increases. He says Hong Kong is still a major player on the stopover route and an ideal stepping stone into China, particularly for first-time travellers. Later this year, Cathay Pacific plans to introduce an A350 out of Brisbane at the end of March and ex-Perth in late October. Foodies Prepare next week will see the announcement of the world's 50 best restaurants in Melbourne, and there's a culinary build-up in the heart of the city. Melbourne is only the third international city to host the world's 50 best restaurant awards, following in the footsteps of London and New York. In a build-up to the announcement will be a public countdown and screening of the prestigious event at Fed Square, where comedians will perform and there will be live music and some of the city's best food trucks, all serving up Victorian produce. The elite and the culinary world will gather for the announcement in the evening. Tourism Australia Managing Director John O'Sullivan says the announcement is like the Olympic Games of food, and while it brings the world's most influential food and wine creatives to Australia, the awards are just the anchor point. He says we'll have 190 media outlets from 40 different countries, giving an excellent opportunity to showcase the food and wine scene in Australia. That's Travel News this week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.